Mac. It's McAlvin here, Nardy of Boo. It's 6 a.m. on Saturday, the 24th of August, I believe. And once again, I'm along at the Caribou. Just arrived about 15 minutes ago and started to put the tables out. But while I was doing that, I was listening to a 10-minute audio boo by Andre Louis, who's at Freaky Fifth, who's pleading with us to record everything. And he's given his reasons and his explanations and his views on that, and you know, he's absolutely damn right. Especially when it comes to describing sighted people to visually impaired people. Because we can see, we don't hear certain things. And he's absolutely right. And the reason for I say that is because when I listen to people who are visually impaired doing recordings, they are the ones that tend to do the better recordings. And when I listen to them, they tend to pick up on the slightest thing. They maybe get back to you and say, it was great, I listened to your recording and I could hear this in the background. And you would say to yourself, well, I couldn't hear that in the background. And it's absolutely true. Because we're sighted, we tend to miss out on a lot of sound bites in our life. Kids sneezing, as Andre said. But, so anyway, I'm going to let this record a wee bit.
And
hi there, hi. So obviously, as I was saying before, I had to pause there because I don't want to record people talking directly to me if they're not sure about that. So anyway, so that's what I'm doing. I'm going to let you hear a wee bit of ambience of the cabin. You've heard them before, but maybe you've not heard one of the initial setting up, the rattles, the clangs and the bangs and the bucket dragging and the seagulls and the seagulls raiding the bins, which they've already done. So I'll just shut up now and let you hear the ambiences.
Thank you.
time out, coffee break.